The main way to interact with hazards in the console is to left-click on a row in the console. As we've seen in the previous follow-up statement and correction slides, when you select a hazard, the row turns blue. The spatial display will highlight the polygon selected, and the HID will update with the metadata for that hazard. The checkboxes in the console toggle the display of a hazard on and off in the spatial display. The triangles next to the hazards expand the hazard history of the product. In this example, the new aerial flood warning was followed by a correction, a partial cancellation and continuation flood statement, which was followed by an extension. One thing that tends to trip up new users is that the most recent change to the hazard, in this case the EXT, is reflected in the top row. At first glance, it may look like two EXTs were issued when there's only been one. If you look carefully, you'll notice that the primary changes in Hazard VTech are all nested, and most of the text is italicized to help differentiate it from the top entry next to the pull-down triangle.